Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Peaceful Home Birth. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how Christians can biblically think about intuition during pregnancy and birth. I'll also be talking about the times that instinct comes in and what the differences are between the two. But before we get into the show, I want to make sure you know about our Facebook community. We are almost at 200 women who are all excited to pursue a home birth. Surround yourself with women who love Jesus and are being called into home birth. It's really a powerful group, and we'd just love to invite you in. So go to facebook.com/group/peacefulhomebirth. And if you haven't left a review yet, make sure you do that. We're so close to 100,000 downloads, and your review helps boost this show up on Apple so it gets recommended to more women who are praying for a peaceful home birth. So if you've been listening and you love the show, make sure you scroll down to where it says write a review and leave a 5-star review. Thank you so much. All right, let's get into the show. Welcome to the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, where your journey to a joyful and empowered birth experience begins. I'm your host, Allie McLean, a registered nurse, home birth coach, devoted wife, and proud mother to 4 incredible kiddos. I've walked the path from trauma to triumph, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. At the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, we're more than just a show. We're a community of dreamers, believers, and fearless mothers-to-be. If you're seeking to reclaim your birth story, to transform fear into confidence, and to embrace the beauty of home birth, you've found your tribe. My own transformative journey began with a traumatic C-section, propelling me on a quest to uncover the power of home birth. And now I'm on a mission to help you rise above your past, prevent needless C-sections, and stand firmly in the certainty of your dream birth. As a devoted follower of Jesus, I believe that his divine design for birth is inherently good. It is a reflection of his love, strength, and grace. If the dream of home birth has been planted on your heart, know that it's there for a purpose, and I'm here to stand with you as you pursue it wholeheartedly. In a world filled with racing thoughts and doubts, I'm your guide to taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ, and replacing them with the liberating truth. Together, we'll navigate the challenges that lie ahead, finding not only freedom, but also unbridled joy on your path to motherhood. This podcast is a haven for the woman who has faced the darkness of a traumatic birth and has questioned whether home birth is within her reach. Here we shatter those doubts. Join us for illuminating interviews with remarkable birth workers who share our reverence for the sanctity and splendor of birth. Listen to inspiring women as they recount their triumphant birth stories, each a testament to the strength that resides within you. So whether you're just starting to explore the world of home birth, or you're already on this radiant journey, the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast is your sanctuary, your wellspring of knowledge, and your unwavering support system. Get ready to be inspired, to be empowered, and to embark on a path that leads you to the birth you've always dreamed of. It's time to experience the Holy Spirit's power, to embrace the beauty of birth, and to create a legacy of love and strength. Are you ready to transform your birth experience? Let's dive in. Okay, I am really excited to start talking about intuition and instinct. But first, let's figure out what is intuition. So Webster's Dictionary says that it's the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. And this is important for later. So hold on there to that definition. Only about 5 to 10% of our lives are lived out of conscious reasoning, right? That conscious frontal part of our brain that makes the decisions out of logic and thinking. So we already use our intuition more than we think. But the reason this is important is because your intuition is used so much during pregnancy and birth. And one of the biggest problems that women come to me with is just a lack of confidence or certain fears about birth. Many times, this lack of confidence, the fear of the unknown, it can really be managed when you're in tune with your intuition. But we live in such a distracted world that it's really hard to hear what our bodies and our babies are saying during pregnancy. But if you've ever said, like, oh, I just had a feeling, or I just sensed something was off, right? You used your intuition. So it's taking what is a gift from God to keep us safe and growing in that, right? Some people have more of a natural ability to tune in to their intuition. This is something that I did have to grow into. I think we are all wired to listen to our intuition, right? Because our intuition is a God-given tool to keep us safe. But because we're distracted, because we've been told a bunch of lies of, oh, you need to go to that doctor to tell you what's going on. You need to go to that therapist to tell you what's going on in your brain. You need to make sure you go to that nutritionist to tell you what exactly you need to eat. All of these things, instead of just sitting with your body, instead of just sitting with your baby, right? Like, baby, are you okay? What's going on in my body right now? What am I feeling? Both believers in Jesus and non-believers in Jesus have it because it is a common grace that God built into us, right? He wants us to tune in and to use it to keep us safe, to have us thrive, right? And so I just want to give you hope. If you're thinking, oh my goodness, I don't ever like, I it takes me forever to make decisions, right? If you're like, I want to buy something, but for some reason it takes you months and months, and it makes you really stressed out doing all of this research into what chair you want to buy. Okay. If that is you, your intuition can be developed and your subconscious brain can help you make decisions. It's a really, really cool thing the Lord has given us. But how? How can we develop this sense of intuition to help us on our journey to a peaceful home birth? Well, something that I started finding really helpful for me is body scans. Okay, and now it's time to share one of my sponsors with you. After my first birth, which ended in a traumatic C-section, I started researching literally everything, including things that go in and on me and my family's body. I started getting rid of everything, first starting with cleaning products and then over-the-counter meds. But makeup has been the hardest thing for me to replace. It seems as all the natural makeup is in powder form, and with the type of covers that I like, it just was not cutting it. That's when I found Araza Beauty's all-in-one coconut cream foundation. This foundation actually improves my skin while providing sun protection and, of course, even coverage. With a dewy finish, almost like a BB cream, it's perfect for everyday wear. Plus, it's packed with ingredients like jojoba oil, probiotics, antioxidants, and zinc oxide, which provides SPF 28 coverage. I also love that Araza Beauty is a woman-owned and dedicated to giving back to victims of domestic violence. I feel great about supporting this company, which makes its super luxurious makeup even more satisfying. Now, I recommend with starting with the foundation. See what I did there, foundation? You won't regret it. Just to make it easier for you, Araza is giving my listeners a special discount of 15% off. So go to arazabeauty.com and use the code EmpoweredBirth at checkout. Now, like anything, it can be taken to the extreme, and you can find yourself, body scanning and realizing, oh my goodness, I have an aching pain there. I should go to Google. Please don't do that. That's not the point of this. The point is to grow your intuition, to get more in tune with your body and your baby, and to become more sensitive to this tool that the Lord has given you. Body scans are a great way to just take a moment whenever you have a quiet moment in the day and just go from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes and tune in. Okay, are you feeling any pain? Where is the pain at? Do you think the pain is related to emotional or physical problems? Is there something that you did the other day that could be contributing to it, right? Are you feeling tired, weak? Are you feeling just very worn out emotionally? What is going on in your body? Sometimes, I think most of the time, we are so busy that we don't even take time to tune in and be healthy. I think this is a great practice to increase our health, increase the connection between our mind, body, and spirit. So this is something that I do with all my coaching students is I have them do a body scan in the morning and in the night. And this just is a tool that will help them grow in listening to that intuition. And if you're pregnant, putting your hands on your belly and just really allowing your conscious brain to fade away into the background and just sitting in silence, sitting in to this place where you're talking to the baby, right? You're saying, "Baby, are you okay? What are you feeling, baby? Are you feeling happy, sad? What are you feeling?" Because the science has shown that your emotions have an impact on your baby's emotions. Your baby knows what you're feeling, right? So it is so beneficial to be at a healthy place physically, emotionally, spiritually while you're pregnant. And body scans can help you do that. So again, just quiet your mind, allow that conscious brain that is working so hard in our distracted world to just slowly go into the background and allow that subconscious brain to take over for a little bit. Another thing is just testing your gut feelings. Again, this can come up in something as simple as like buying a chair, okay? So when you tell your brain, "This is what I want it to look like." And this is why dreaming is important. Well, I just started Homebirth Hub with a group of ladies yesterday, and though it was about dreaming. The reason this comes first is because if you don't know where you're going, you won't know how to get there. So dreaming about what you want is important. Okay, so think about this chair. You have to tell your brain, this is what I want my living room to look like, to feel like, to be like, right? So then your subconscious brain is going to be searching for all of the options that are going to match that dream you have for your living room. But if you are not tuned into your intuition, you're not allowing that subconscious to take over in moments because you just have such an extreme lack of trust. You have not proven to yourself that your intuition can actually be beneficial. You're gonna have a really hard time finding the chair that matches with the dream that you have, right? So first step, it is important to dream. Second step, just buy a chair. Like, test that intuition. Just buy it. If you hate it, you can always sell it and buy a different one, right? But this is like taking small steps to grow in that can be so helpful. Journaling. This, again, I think more and more people are starting to realize the power of taking your pen to paper and getting out these thoughts that are rumbling around in your head, and they're kind of gunking up that engine. That's kind of what I picture when I think of how my thoughts swirl around in my head. I can't think clearly if I have a million thoughts going down, but as soon as I put pen to paper and I start writing them out, there is something so powerful that switches, and it's like there's clarity. So journaling, that is so powerful. And then cleaning up your subconscious life. Again, your subconscious is running about 95% of your life. So you're making a lot of decisions subconsciously that you don't even know about, like what shirt to wear, even getting into your car. Have you ever gone on that autopilot and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know why I just drove here. I do that all the time, and that's maybe not a good thing, but cleaning up that subconscious thought looks like stewarding your thought, right? Romans 12:2 talks about renewing your mind. And this is just a practice of taking the mind God has given you and kind of cleaning up what thoughts are going in and out of your mind, realizing that thoughts paired with feelings over time create belief systems, and these belief systems get stuck in your subconscious, and then you're making decisions out of those subconscious areas. So it's like, let's look at your decision making and let's figure out, is there any unhealthy beliefs going on running in the background in your programming that is not helpful for your pregnancy and birth? This is something I love to help my coaching clients with. When you work with people in pregnancy and birth, it's really easy to start picking to start finding n not helpful belief systems. And it's like when that light comes in, when exposure is shined on that thought, it's like loses so much power. And then you can start the process of rebuilding, putting what is true so that you can have a true belief system to work off of that 95% of the time in your subconscious. So I just challenge you, ask the Lord to give you opportunities to grow in this area. He is so gentle. He is so kind. He will not force you into anything. And so inviting him into this area of your life, he will do it. So just ask him. And I want you to have realistic expectations during this, right? I don't want you to hear me and say, okay, she just wants me to live like not logically. That's so not true. I want you to know that your intuition can fail, right? But it can also be a really good helper. So our intuition shouldn't rule our life. Okay, there is a balance between consciously thinking, logically making decisions, bringing in counsel. We should be seeking guidance and counsel, but first from the Lord. Ask him first, then others second. But what happens is we just become so untrusting of this tool that God has given us that we don't use it and we lose it. And this happens because we're seeking approval from everybody else around us first. And the more we do that, the less we will be connected to this gift of intuition that God has given us. This makes me think of women that I've talked to who are like, oh, I love to home birth, but I could never. But I couldn't do it. Why? Why could you never? Is that something because maybe at one time you were like, ooh, I think I would love to home birth. And you went to your mom, your sister, your doctor before seeking the Lord first and before following your intuition. You said, I should probably just get permission from somebody to do this. If this is what the Lord is leading you into, you've already asked him. He's already leading you in that. You don't need permission from your doctor. You don't need permission from your mom. You don't need permission from your friends. Like, if seeking approval is what's holding you back from following a God calling, I just want to release you from that, right? I want to set you free and say, God, if God is leading you into this, he's given you the tools, he's equipping you with what you need, and seeking approval just to seek approval for a decision isn't always healthy. And again, there's a balance. We love good counsel. We want that. But remember, it needs to be good counsel. If you're just going to a doctor to say that you want permission to home birth and they're not like home birth friendly, what do you think that's going to do? Do you think that's going to help you plan for your home birth, or do you think that's going to get you more in your head and have to work through things? You don't need a doctor's permission, friend. So when we allow intuition to be the sole guide, it can lead to deadly consequences, right? So we don't want this completely ruling our lives. Proverbs 16:25 says there is a way that seems right to man, but its end is a way to death. This is why we need the Lord to be on the throne of our lives, because he will use the intuition to help guide us, okay? But if we don't have him Lord of our lives and we're up there, we will be using our intuition to rule our lives, and that doesn't end well. So having the Lord be on the throne of your life, and if you have not done that yet, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to you more about what that looks like. I could not be doing what I'm doing in this world, what I'm doing as a wife, as a mother, without surrendering to the Lord. So if you have not done that yet, please, please, please talk to me. Your intuition is protective, and God gives us discernment so we can see, okay, this is what my intuition is saying. Let's discern that. Is that true or false? Is that right or wrong? So there are checks and balances, okay? But the more you do it, the faster this process is going to be. And ultimately, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us into what is true, right? Proverbs 2:6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, they help you grow in your intuition and find confidence in your decision making. Psalm 32:8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." Oftentimes, God uses our intuition to connect with us. And this is just like that inner knowing, right? When you feel like that stirring in your heart, where you hear something, you should go here, you should do this. Like, that's using your intuition to communicate with you. And that is so, so powerful. So a story before I talk about instincts is of a time that intuition was extremely helpful for me, okay? So on with my third home birth, it was my due date. I woke up from a nap and I had a huge gush of blood. And I thought was my water breaking. And obviously, in that moment where you see blood, like that much blood, there's panic, there's fear. Like, that's not normal, right? So I ran to the bathroom and I was scared. I had very heightened stress hormones in that moment, and I was able to use the intuition I developed to tune in. Okay, so I called my midwife, and I had her talk me through. Okay, this is like, how are you feeling? Is baby moving? Like, asking those things, and I was able to just put my hands on my belly, take some deep breaths, feel the baby. Baby was fine. And there was an inner knowing that this is okay. Me and baby, we're fine. Don't know what this is, and I'm okay with not knowing. I have to be okay with not figuring everything out, but I'm okay with just sitting in this moment and knowing that I'm okay and my baby is okay right now. So I was just able to move past that, and I was actually pregnant for 2 more days, and then I had a beautiful labor with her. So it's very interesting that, yes, there's a balance between like getting counsel, but then also using my God-given intuition to say, no, I'm okay. Baby's okay. And this is something that, man, I had to develop so much. Another example that I can think of from my own labors is my last labor. There were movements that I felt good in, right? And a lot of it was my hands and knees in like this low squat position. And if I was standing up, leaning back, it did not feel good. And I had my friend check the heart rate while I was standing up and leaning back. And it had been suggested to me to get labor moving along. And it, man, it didn't feel good at all. And his heart rate tanked. So that to me was a huge indication, okay, I'm going to continue to intuitively move through this labor. There are some positions that baby just doesn't like. So I'm going to keep relying on what feels good in this moment. Come to find out, the low squatting positions were actually super beneficial. He was so wrapped up in his cord that the placenta had to come down with the baby. So it was a very interesting labor. And you can go back and listen to that whole story. I can put that in the show notes. But there really is a fight between the flesh and the spirit. So while intuition is a gift from God, we do need to be careful on how it's used, right? And this is why capturing your thoughts is so important. This is why it's so important to be in communication with the Lord, be in prayer always. That is going to help protect you from making bad gut decisions. All right, so let's step into instincts really fast. What is it? It is an innate, typically fixed pattern of behavior in animals in response to certain stimuli. So, in other words, God built in certain mechanisms for our good and survival and to keep us safe so we can continue fulfilling the mandate to be fruitful and multiply, right? So, let's talk about specifically instincts in birth. One thing I just thought of too was instincts during labor and birth. If you get a huge appetite right before labor starts, like eat, it's okay. Make sure you're drinking. That instinct is built into you for your survival. And again, when you're going into a hospital and they're shutting that off, they're saying, nope, don't listen to that instinct. It's dangerous. It's bad. It's like, no, that's how God made you, so you have enough energy to get through labor, right? So your instincts can actually be dulled. And again, just the example of people telling you not to follow the instinct to eat or drink, that can really damage and dull that instinct. But so can trauma, right? So can emotionally trauma experiences happen. Emotionally trauma experiences, that's not really a sentence, oh my goodness. But if your instincts are dull, right? Then you're going to be operating on like a lower capacity. So your instincts are damaged when this was so good. Dr. Pinkola Estes, she was a post-trauma recovery specialist and psychoanalyst. She said that you know your instincts are damaged when a predator crawls through a window, and even though they're wearing a ski mask, have a knife between their teeth, and a sack of money slung over their shoulder, we believe them when they tell us they're in the banking business, right? You know your instincts are dull when you intuitively know the predator is a suspect for a bank robber, but you allow his superficial charm to override your instincts and your intuition. That, oh my goodness, to apply that to birth. For many women, this social and cultural beliefs about birth being dangerous, right? Something to be managed, this has dulled our instincts. It's caused us to doubt God's design. And then we believe that the system, that these doctors that are actually hurting us are helping us. So our instincts have been dulled. And this is so much like the bank robber, right? We ignore, override our instinct and intuition because over time we've been told that this is normal. This is just how it happens. But our deep inner knowing says, no, this is not right. This does not feel right. And yet we continue to override it. So instincts come in when we allow that mammalian or that primitive brain to take over. But it's up to us to create this environment where it can happen seamlessly, easily. It's like a quick transition from our conscious brain to our subconscious, from our cognitive brain to our primitive brain. We also have to trust that when we allow that conscious brain to go quiet, that our instincts will be working at the highest capacity. I think it's so scary for a lot of women when they are in labor to allow themselves to kind of float away into labor land, right? If you've listened to enough birth stories, you know that women who do this, they talk about like not being on this earth, going to somewhere different spiritually, right? It's like they're entering a different, I don't know. I mean, some would call it like a portal, but truly, it is the most amazing and fascinating thing to allow that conscious brain to shut off, to go into the primitive brain that knows how to birth. It was built into you to know how to birth and to allow yourself to be taken wherever the Lord wants to take you. It's so powerful, and it's such a joy to experience that birth high when it comes to meeting your baby and then coming back into your body. Man, sometimes it takes me a few days to just like feel like I'm coming back, like I'm fully back into my body. And it's something that you're not going to know or realize until it's happening to you. So I'm trying my best to describe it, but it really is the most amazing, amazing feeling. So instincts are really helpful during birth for moving into the right positions for you and your baby, protecting your space from people who could interrupt that safe feeling, breathing into your baby's face after birth, like talking to them, breathing into their ear, their mouth. Sister Morningstar talks about the baby's first breath, and man, it's so powerful. Just that mother's breath on the baby's face to stimulate them, to help them with their transition. There's some moms who like lick their baby and they suck fluids from their baby's mouth. There was, I have only felt this one time, but it was with my third child. And I was like, oh my gosh, there is something in me that just like wants to lick her. I don't think this is talked about enough. Maybe it sounds totally crazy, but I'm telling you, there is something instinctual. Like you look at animals, they're cleaning off their babies, like they're licking them, right? I don't know. And I don't do this out of habit, but there was something so in me that's like, I just want to lick her. She just like, ugh, it was in me. I don't know. Call me weird. That's fine. I don't care. Eating and drinking nourishing foods, at the start of labor or postpartum. These are basic instincts that the Lord has built into you. So instincts and intuition are a God-given tool to keep us safe, keep us moving forward in life, right? And in birth, we can use these tools for our advantage, but they should be grown during pregnancy. And this is something I love to help my clients with in my coaching program and courses. But doing this during your pregnancy, it won't just benefit you now, like for this birth, but it's something that's going to carry you throughout your motherhood, your life. If you're ready to start and you want to talk about ways to grow your intuition, maybe you want to figure out, is there any underlying belief systems that I have that aren't helping me in this pregnancy and birth? Set up a free call with me. It's at bit.ly/birthstrategy. It's just 30 minutes. You and I will go back and forth. I will act like your personal coach. Again, it's no cost to you, but I can help you come up with specific ways to get in tune with your intuition. So do that schedule. There are limited spots each week, so make sure you go on it and grab yours today. But thanks as always for listening. Don't forget to leave a review, join our community, and we'll see you next time on the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast. Peace be with you. I hope you loved today's episode and found it so helpful and encouraging. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend who has been praying for a peaceful home birth? Lastly, make sure you get my free download of my complete Home Birth Essentials checklist. Make sure you have everything ready to go so you're able to feel at peace and confidence leading into your home birth. This printable checklist has all of the important but less glamorous or thought of items that I have found to be so incredibly helpful to have at a home birth after working with many clients in person. Now, get it by clicking the link in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening and peace be with you.